Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Dunleavy recently signed Senate Bill 131 into law. The legislation provides Alaska firefighters with expanded workers' compensation disability coverage. The bill signing ceremony took place at the Girdwood Fire Department, Station 41, and was attended by bill sponsor Senator Roger Holland and members of the Girdwood Fire Department, Alaska State Firefighters Association, and Alaska Fire Chief Association. Senator Roger Holland told the House Finance Committee earlier this year,
"Firefighting is an inherently dangerous job. It's important that workers' comp insurance provides coverage for the inherent risks in that job. But right now there are holes in that coverage, namely breast cancer and other forms of cancers linked to exposure. This bill, in its original form, would have added breast cancer to the list of presumed disability coverage for firefighters, so long as a firefighter could establish medically that the cancer was caused through their work as a firefighter. Several other presumptive illnesses have been added on this side of the House.
Senator Holland added,
"Incidences of cancer in firefighters shown to be higher than in the general population. Studies that have evaluated cancer risk among female firefighters suggest women firefighters, like their male coworkers, may be at an elevated risk for overall cancer incidence. These studies also suggest female firefighters may be at elevated incidence of risk for breast cancer. This bill protects not only women, because exposure to carcinogenic compounds, which is often sometimes necessary, doesn't discriminate based on sex or gender. Exposure to these chemicals may be mitigated but not eliminated through protective equipment and also improved policies in the firefighter industry."
The legislation recognizes the impact and exposure of harmful carcinogenic chemicals which firefighters may be exposed to, adding breast cancer to the presumptive cancers covered by workers' compensation disability. It also increases the workers' comp permanent partial impairment and death benefit payments. Holland concluded, "This bill is a small way to support those in the firefighter service." Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski voted in favor of a Senate bill that expands the health care access and coverage for the millions of veterans impacted by toxic exposures. "The Sergeant First Class Health Robinson, honoring our promise to address Comprehensive Toxics Act, ensures military personnel who were exposed to toxic hazards, from toxins produced by burn pits to the chemical herbicide Agent Orange, and are now suffering from chronic health issues as a result, can access the treatment and care that they need." In a statement sent to KSRM, Senator Lisa Murkowski said,
"They need access to care. And unfortunately, we have had a system in place that has not been there for them. They were there to serve our country, regardless of the circumstances. But when they need care on the end of their service, we need to be there for them. To know that right now the VA is denying approximately 70% of these Agent Orange and toxic exposure claims, they're denying over 70% of them. That's not acceptable. That is just not right. We have to uphold our commitment to the millions of our veterans that we have asked to fight for freedom around the globe."
The senator adds,
"The effort that we have made to address this is one that is long overdue. For those who are suffering, know that your nation respects and honors you, and we are going to be there to provide for the care and the promise that we made to you."
The Senate recently failed to pass the bill known as the PACT Act, while Senator Murkowski couldn't vote due to COVID-19. According to the Office of Senator Murkowski, the Department of Veterans Affairs had been denying approximately 70% of those claims under its current system. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.